The federal government shutdown ended in January. As WFHB correspondent Jake Jacobson reports, the shutdown over the federal budget impeded the availability for food assistance to over 500,000 Hoosiers. Now, area service providers, including Hoosier Hills Food Bank, are stocking up in order to cover the so-called SNAP gap.
SNAP benefits, or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, allows individuals and families in poverty to purchase food. In Indiana, over 500,000 residents rely on SNAP benefits every month. That's almost 8% of the state's population. When the federal government shut down in January, SNAP benefits, which are distributed to states through federal funding by the USDA, began to dry up. As a result, the state agency which handles SNAP benefits, the FSSA, or the Families and Social Services Administration, issued this month's benefits early in an effort to mitigate the effects of the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. Hoosiers were encouraged to ration their benefits, as the FSSA couldn't be certain when, or if, the federal government shutdown would further cut into SNAP benefits. With February benefits issued early and March's benefits being issued in two payments next month, area food pantries are stocking up in order to address this so-called SNAP gap. Julio Alonso is the director of Hoosier Hills Food Bank in Bloomington.
Because of the government shutdown, there was a glitch in the distribution of those benefits for February. The February benefits were released early and in anticipation of the shutdown. And then once the government got up and running again and it was determined that there was a final solution to the budget issues, funding for the rest of the year was approved. But because that initial payment went out early, there was a fear that clients who are already, you know, struggling to manage their budgets and get the food that they need would have exhausted those benefits early. So now the state of Indiana with the March benefits is splitting those distributions to help alleviate that somewhat. So once again, part of that March distribution for SNAP recipients will come in late February, and then the other half of it will come on its normal schedule in March. So while we were initially anticipating that there might be a quote-unquote SNAP gap where people have exhausted their benefits and need to access food pantries in February, it now looks like if that happens, it's more likely going to be sometime in March.
Hoosier Hills Food Bank services six counties in South Central Indiana. The food bank will spend $22,000 to purchase supplemental food this month. Alonzo says roughly half of that comes from grants from United Way of Monroe County and Feeding America. Alonzo says the SNAP gap poses unique challenges for both agencies providing food and SNAP beneficiaries.
It's an issue for both, but it's definitely more of an impact on those individuals and families who are receiving SNAP benefits. They're the ones who've had that benefit schedule disrupted. What it may do for agencies like food pantries is trigger an increase in clients when those clients have actually exhausted their benefits early or something like that. But the more imperative and immediate impact is definitely going to be on the clients. But we also think there may be an impact later down the road for agencies who would see more clients coming in.
In 2017, the nonprofit food bank served over 4 million pounds of food. Since opening in 1982, Hoosier Hills has distributed over 60 million pounds of food. Alonzo says that the disruption of SNAP benefits affects local area food providers and nonprofits like Hoosier Hills Food Bank.
Well, this has definitely been the longest shutdown in history. They're always disruptive, but in the past, they've generally managed to get them resolved in a relatively short period of time. This time around, you know, there were federal workers that went a good two or maybe more cycles without paychecks. So that had a big impact on people. And the fact that it went on for so long and there was so much uncertainty about when funding would resume, I think caused a lot more anxiety and a lot more problems than past shutdowns have. This was definitely a disruption that we didn't need in the food assistance network, and that's unfortunate. But it's also an opportunity to remind folks that this is an ongoing issue, food insecurity in our community. It's something that a lot of agencies are working at on a regular basis. And because most of them do a pretty good job, it kind of gets a little bit out of sight, out of mind at some points. And I think this is a reminder that there are many people out there depending both on these federal programs like SNAP and on private sector agencies in the nonprofit community in order to have enough food to eat. And that's something we need to keep in mind, and we need to try and support those agencies.
The federal government shutdown lasted a record 35 days, beginning in December of 2018. SNAP benefits are scheduled to resume for Indiana's over 500,000 beneficiaries beginning next month. For WFHB, I'm Jake Jacobson.